Blog Talk Radio.
Mind Shift Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another edition of Mind Shift Talk Radio. I'm your host, Stacey Emery, as always joined by my phenomenal and lovely sidekick, Juanita Sister Big Bones Warren. It's already Monday, it's Mind Shift Monday, and as always, we're excited to be here with you. For those of you that are listening online via mindshifttalkradio.com, we say welcome. Also, feel free to join us by phone, area code 347-989-0206. Thank you for tuning in, and for those of you that are new to the show, welcome. This show is for you. It's for people like you and I that are looking to grow in every area of our lives, whether you're looking to grow physically, spiritually, personally, professionally, whatever it is, if you're looking to grow to new levels and creating that mind shift, that paradigm shift to get you there, this is the show that will help you do that. So thank you for tuning in, and we applaud you for your commitment to your own personal growth and success. As I said, I am joined by my phenomenal and dynamic sidekick. She's hilarious, she's interesting, and she's intelligent. Welcome to Mind Shift, Sister Big Bones. What's going on, Chica?
Thank you, I think.
You think?
Hilarious. And really?
Yeah.
I was honest. Mind Shift Monday to you. You know, sometimes the truth hurts.
Yeah, there you go. But that's why we commit to being brutally honest on this show, right? That's what friends are for.
I'm done.
We're just getting started. You can't be done. We're just getting started.
Good night. God bless. Goodbye.
Well, that's like the shortest show in history, right? Goodness. But, yeah, so thank you to all of you that are tuning in. And also, the chat room will be opening shortly, so you'll be able to join us in the chat room. If you have any thoughts, any comments, any questions, any concerns, or you just want to complain about something you're hearing tonight, feel free to do that in the chat room, or you can connect with us via our website at mindshifttalkradio.com. Also, if you are not our friend yet, we encourage you to do that. You can join us on Facebook, facebook.com/mindshifttalkradio. And if you're listening via Blog Talk Radio right there on our show page, you can hit the follow link, and that'll make sure that you're connected with us every week. It's the perfect way to get your week started with a positive, healthy, sometimes humorous mind shift. So we're here every Monday night at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific. So without any further ado, we're going to go ahead and get this show started. And what we like to do before starting the new topic is we like to give you a short recap of what we discussed for the previous week. So last week's show was about gratitude as a way of life, and we decided to have this show because, of course, we're going into the Thanksgiving holiday. We know many people take this time to show gratitude, or they should at least, and we wanted to talk about how to make gratitude more than just a one-day activity, but an actual way of life for you. And so, sis, I guess, what were your thoughts about the show last week? I know I enjoyed the last 2 weeks, actually, but what are your thoughts about it?
I've hated the last 2 weeks. Oh, my God.
You're right. I'm saying we're being honest.
Well, I am, and I hated it because I've had to practice what I preached. Like, man.
That's a great thing.
Yeah, but they were great. This last show, we talked about a gratitude journal. And I've continued keeping my journal, my virtual journal, via Facebook.
Okay.
And so it's my 21 days of giving thanks. And so the 21st day by intention is Thanksgiving Day. So, but I've been faced with some really interesting challenges in which it's easier to focus on everything else, but identifying what I'm thankful for, but you know what? It's like I'm trying to count it all joy anyway.
I hear you.
Well, and it's true. Psychology Today and some other psychology magazines have done research on the impact of gratitude and how that just impacts your health and well-being. And I can really say that I've had some benefits in really searching out the what I'm giving thanks for on a day-to-day mm-hmm. basis.
Has anything surprised you? Like, has there been any new revelation, I guess, or have you received some clarity that you didn't have before in terms of gratitude?
It's made the Bible reference to "in all things give thanks"
mm-hmm.
real to me. I just mm-hmm. yesterday I had seen a gentleman that looked like a friend of mine behind me and jumped on Facebook to tell him, only to learn that he had passed away some time ago. And so today he under 40, great health, had played football, all that stuff. And so today I was thankful for death and dying because they make life worth living.
Amen to that.
Yeah.
You know, I guess for me, the coolest revelation I've had in this process is that the more you practice making gratitude, you know, a natural way of your life, and you're more, I would say, more intentional about it, it's interesting how it infects other people and how it rubs off on other people around you and how they notice it. And I know, for example, yesterday, my son and I had an interesting morning. We were going to breakfast after church, and it was just not the best experience at a restaurant that we go to every Sunday after church. And I was just like, what is going on? The service was just not where it should be. Food was cold. It was late coming out. It was crazy. After we tried a different restaurant, and it didn't work out. It was like a really long wait, so we decided to go back to where we're used to going. We just thought we were going to have the same friendly service, but it was different. And he sat there, and he was just like, Mommy, he's like, this is just not good. This went wrong, and this went wrong, and this went wrong, and this didn't work, and all this. And I said, you're right. I said, but how about we play a game, and let's try to do something different and think about all the things that are going well. Let's think about all the things that we should be happy about. He's like, but there's just so many things that aren't right. And I'm like, yeah, but let's talk about the things that are going well. So I made it like a contest, and he's naturally competitive. So I'm like, you know, let me see if you can get to 5. Let's see if you can get to 10. And so then he started to have fun with it as he started to count things to be thankful for. Like, okay, we woke up this morning. Okay, I'm healthy. Okay, we still got food. You know, so it was cool to see him make that shift. And he didn't even realize, you know, what I was doing, but I made it fun for him. And so then he continued, even after breakfast, still trying to find things to be grateful for and to be thankful for. So I like the fact that as we change our behaviors, we can help to be a blessing to other people, right? Because that's really what we are. When we talk about our lives are not necessarily our own, but they're to be used as an example, to be a blessing to other people. And so that's what we talk about here on Mindshift every week. We talk about things that we can do differently. We talk about being intentional, and we talk about opening our minds to be open to new perspectives and to new ideas. And we encourage you, when you listen to the show, to come with an open mind and an open heart. As we say, you may not necessarily agree with everything that we discuss on this show, but we guarantee that if you just hang with us for the rest of this hour, you will have a healthy mind shift. So thank you for tuning in to MindShiftTalkRadio.com. And we're going to go ahead and move forward with this week's conversation. So this week's conversation is turkey talk. Fitting conversation. That's a fitting title, don't you think? Oh, gosh, I didn't need you to do any gobble. No gobbling. No gobble, gobble. I'm not a hater. But look, so turkey talk 2012. That's what we're going to talk about, turkey talk. And, of course, we're not going to talk about how to cook a turkey or anything like that, nothing goofy. It was just a catchy title. At least I thought so. And I know you talk about me and you call me lame and so forth, but whatever.
I've never called you lame.
Really?
Really.
Really? Not out loud?
No, I've never even thought such a four-letter word about you.
not that four letter word, right?
I might have thought another four letter word that begins
right.
with an L, but begins with an L. Okay, I'm not going to share what that word is, but
you know what? This is Thanksgiving week. We talked about gratitude. We're going to be kind as well, okay?
I am kind. This is kind.
We are family.
Let me just say this
to the listeners. I apologize for her, and I normally do this every week. I apologize before we even get started with the conversation, and I forgot to do that tonight, so please forgive me, but I do apologize for my sister. She means well. So, sis, I know that we decided to come up with a list of do's and don'ts. And the reason we decided to come up with a list of do's and don'ts is because we know, although it's Thanksgiving and most people get excited about the food, many people don't necessarily get excited about family gatherings. There are some people that don't get excited about seeing their long-lost cousins or Uncle Joe or whomever it may be. And so we decided to have a conversation, and this is a fun, you know, like I said, it's sometimes humorous on the show, but we want to have a fun and yet mind-shifting conversation about how to prepare for the holidays, primarily how to prepare for dealing with the family gatherings. So we're going to share a list with you guys. I encourage you to take notes because we're going to talk about things that everyone can relate to in some form, shape, or matter, or fashion. You know what I meant to say. But we're going to talk about a whole bunch of stuff. And so some of it is more on the serious level, and some of it is just more fun. But anyway, we're going to go ahead and get started with this conversation. So let's start off with the do first. And I'm going to start it on a good note. So for the first do that I came up with, is I said the first do is to be positive and to be thankful. And this just goes in alignment with what we've been talking about over the last 2 weeks. We talked about expressing gratitude. So now we're just going to continue that, obviously, for the big day. But when we talk about being positive and being thankful, we're talking about being positive in terms of your attitude even before you approach the event. There may be some issues. There may be some tension with a family member. There may be some conflict within the family. Whatever it may be, we suggest that you start off with a positive attitude about what the outcome will be and also being positive about what the occasion represents. At the same time, we talk about being thankful, just being thankful for the opportunity for you to be able to get together with your family. And I know sometimes we take our blessings for granted, and sometimes we take our family members for granted, especially, like I said before, if there's been some conflict or there's been some challenges within the family. But we still need to be appreciative of those people that we call our family members. We need to be able to be thankful for another day and another opportunity to be with them. So that was my first do, was to be positive and to be thankful. Do you have any thoughts on that one, sis?
I see your do, and I'll raise you another one. Because
okay,
I have do, remember your manners. Please and thank you will go a long way. So regardless of where you find yourself this Thanksgiving, words like please and thank you should not be foreign to you.
Mm-hmm.
And use them in abundance and plenty.
So we need to remember our manners.
Yes.
Our table manners. Okay. Awesome.
Yeah, just your manners in general.
Yeah, definitely. I agree.
Okay. All right.
All right, let's go with the don't. So we're going to go with some don'ts. So the first don't I came up with is don't isolate yourself or allow yourself to feel like you're alone, even if you're physically by yourself. So with many of us traveling, maybe our families, for example, families out of state, it's very easy to feel lonely, not even during the holidays, but, you know, just on a regular day, so much less during the holidays, you know, sometimes it's more intense for many people. And so we have to remind ourselves that we're not necessarily alone just because we're not physically with our family members. Fortunately, again, this is something to be thankful for, is for friends, you know, friends that you consider to be your family. There's even people that build relationships on the workplace, and that becomes an extended family. So we want to just make sure that you're clear that your family is not necessarily those that are biologically connected to you, but maybe those friends and those people that have had a positive impact on your life. Those are still people to spend the holidays with. And even if for some reason you happen to be someplace. I don't know, maybe you're traveling for work, for example, or something takes you away from, you know, everyone, and you're in a hotel room or something like that. There's still a way for you to connect with other people. There's still a way for you to be able to express gratitude on that day, and there's still a way for you to get into the spirit of Thanksgiving. So, you know, this is just one of those encouraging words, I would say, is just to make sure that you don't find yourself in that dark place and beat yourself up or just feel like you're all by yourself. Just find some comfort, I guess, in the fact that there are other people that are going through the same challenges, but we can still make it work, I guess. Why are you laughing at me? I'm having a serious moment, and you're laughing at me.
Well, because of a few things. I can remember a Thanksgiving where I opted not to go home and to you know, enjoy just some time with me, because I was on the go for so much. And the worst mistake of my life, oh my God, when I got ready for a Thanksgiving dinner somewhere, I couldn't find nail restaurant open. I was hungry, then I got all depressed because I couldn't have me a Thanksgiving meal and none of that. And so I vowed never to do that again.
Yeah. No, well, okay, but, you know, that was intentional on your part. But what about those individuals that may not have a choice, may happen to be someplace away from their family because of work reasons or whatever it may be? What do you say to those people?
I would still say, you know, choose not to eat alone. There's a good book about that, just on business. It talks about never eat alone. But even if it's going to a restaurant or a bar, just don't drink and drive. But, you know, to surround yourself with other people, I would say, or to even, you know, have a conversation with someone in your workplace or if you're at school. I know one of the churches that I support is feeding college students who weren't unable to go home for Thanksgiving. You know, so and that intentionally. So I would say, don't do the whole eating alone thing. You can spend some time with yourself and all that great stuff, but have a meal someplace with somebody. But yeah, and you can look online. Start looking online now to see who's going to be open and when. I think I heard Golden Corral or somebody has a Thanksgiving Day buffet or something, but you
might meet some interesting people at Golden Corral. You might meet some interesting folks there on Thanksgiving Day.
Right, and speaking of which, because you're going to decide to go out and not be by yourself, you definitely want to be Facebook ready wherever you go, because you know folks going to be tagging you, be taking a picture or something.
Right.
So please be Facebook ready.
Always. Yeah. All right, so what do you have? What's next on your list?
Let's see, what do I want to do? I would say, since we're talking about going to go get the meal, I would say a do not. Do not say the grace if all you know is Jesus wept. Don't volunteer. If they call your name, pass it off to the oldest person or cough or fake laryngitis or something. However, do bless your food silently if, one, you miss the blessing, or two, you question the person that said the prayer. If you don't think they got God, and even though he hears sinner's prayer too, you bless your food yourself. That's what I got.
All right.
What you got?
Let's see. I'm trying to find one that I don't think I have one that really correlates with that one. So we're just going to pick a random one that I have on my list. So the next one, this is another more positive do. And for this do, I was inspired by Jeff Foxworthy's quote, and he said, "I wish I could relate to the people that I'm related to." So I said, and I'm sure we can all relate to that one. So I said, be open and embrace each other's differences. Meaning, you know, we may not all agree. We may have different views. We've had different life experiences. We may have different perspectives, but that's okay, because that's what makes our family so unique. And so it's easy for some people to show up at the family reunion, Thanksgiving dinner, Christmas dinner, whatever it is, with their noses turned up, you know, talking about their cousins, why is she with him, and what's going on with this one, and all that. It's so easy for us to judge and to prejudge other people and to have some conflict. And this is where the conflict normally arises during a family gathering, is because people come with their own opinions. Some people are more open to expressing those opinions and are not always tactful when expressing their opinions. And so I said, let's go ahead and embrace each other's differences. So that was my do, is to be open and embrace each other's differences and don't pass judgment on other people.
So, and speaking of, while we're talking about relatives, there are just some things about us that we inherited. And that we're genetically predisposed to. So in saying that, I say this. Do not consume dairy products if you're lactose intolerant. Don't do it.
Right. Don't do it. But if you know you're lactose intolerant and then Big Mama made that mac and cheese, it's kind of hard to say no to that mac and cheese that Big Mama made. So I don't know.
If you're going to say yes to it, make sure you're close to the bathroom. Okay?
What does it matter if you're close to the bathroom? I don't know. I don't know if that
one. You might have to get up and go. You lactose intolerant? You must not be lactose intolerant.
I am. I think I am. I don't know. That's not TMI for the show. I don't know if we want to go all into my bowels and stuff. But
Wait. There used to be a time where there wasn't like a show where we wasn't talking about. I didn't hear about your regularity or irregularity or fiber or any of that. So
but we don't talk about that on the show. You know, this is something we have to keep
eyes on. If you prone to BGs or any of that,
I agree with being transparent and all that stuff, but we're not going to talk about flatulence.
Just know what your body can tolerate and handle. If you're subject to all that, stay away from the bad food.
We need to bring Dr. Io on the show so she can talk to us about spinach and fiber.
Right.
About a good colonic and all that kind of stuff prior to Thanksgiving. So Sister Big Mom says, if you're lactose intolerant, just know what you can handle and what you can't handle. So that's her due. All right. So for those of you just tuning in, you're listening to Mind Shift Talk Radio with Stacey Emery and Juanita's Sister Big Mom Lauren, and we're talking turkey talk. So we're getting prepared for Thanksgiving, but we're talking about some do's and some don'ts to prepare you to have a happy, fun, amazing Thanksgiving holiday with your friends and family members. So we're going to continue to move on. I do see a hand raised in queue. And we don't know. We're going to speak because they've been raised there for a minute. I'm not sure if they're still there waiting to speak with us. But I have a caller on the line from the 310 area code, and you're live on Mindshift Talk Radio. Who do we have on the line?
This is Jason.
Hey, Jason. How are you? Welcome to Mindshift.
Hey, thank you very much. I've been listening to you guys for a while. You guys are doing great things. I just want to big up you guys before I ask my question.
Thank you.
Well, thank you. What's your question?
Well, you know, I've been married for a long time, and we usually go to my family's house for dinner. But after a few years, we end up having to eventually go to my wife's folks' house. And what do you do when your in-laws are a bunch of Barney Fives? And all their whole conversation just makes you want to set yourself on fire because they're so ignorant.
So on my list is, do take pictures of Facebook-worthy stuff. So either take pictures or take notes of comments you can make that they may not see if they're your friends on Facebook. And look at it for the entertainment value that it has.
That is awesome.
And I'm so serious, because if not, you're going to drive yourself crazy. They're your spouse's family, and you want to keep your spouse happy, so you don't want to tick her off, and then you have to go home and deal with that. So, you know, enjoy.
I agree with that. I was going to say something very similar to that, is just to come prepared, and maybe bringing something along to kind of kill some time. Maybe if it's reading a book or if it's a game you play on your phone, just something to kind of distract you from what's going on with the whole family stuff going on. So just a distraction for yourself.
Make a bet with yourself, Jason, based on past experience, and just keep a list. Like, who's going to say something dumb first, and who's going to say the dumbest thing, and see how you do.
Okay.
Make it fun.
All right. I got one more question. What if the way that they cook and everything, like, you and your kids don't allow your kids to eat that stuff, and you don't eat that stuff, and it's kind of out of the way, so it's hard to bring something, and so you kind of are there with a lot of food that is like just not even edible.
You need to show up. I'm serious. You come with the styrofoam plates, the containers that you can close, so you can take a plate to go. And you can kind of stop and get something on the way to eat. So maybe y'all a little full, and but you're going to take this to go. So you
leave
with a plate.
But what do you say to the family when they're asking why you're not eating with everyone else?
Because y'all thought that you would be eating later, so you grabbed a bite to eat on the way, and you're not really full. I mean, you're not really hungry. You're still a little full. Or you can also, who cooks what. And who might be the better cook. And whose food not to eat? Fill up on the person's food that's good first. And then, again, there's that little styrofoam plate, little plate thing to go, where you can take your food to go. That, or you volunteer for trash duty. And so while you're taking out the trash, you can dispose of your plate indiscreetly, too.
I'm trying to think how I would handle that one. I think I agree with eating first before you go and feeding the kids before you go. But then when it comes to dinner time, you would still make a small plate, and then you could fake an illness if you want to. You can say you've had, you're lactose intolerant, or you had the BZs the night before, something is wrong, some type of virus is going around, and you're sick. And then for the kids, I would load them up on the things that they will eat. Because think about it, even when you go to the family's house and you may be pork and a whole bunch of stuff you don't eat, there's normally something you can, like some greens or some yams or something like that. So just say, they just love to eat this, and just fill them up on that. And then no one's feelings are hurt. That's what I say.
Okay.
How far is too far to bring something? Like, things can travel very well, so you may still opt to bring something.
Well, it's
casserole or something.
It's like a 6-hour drive.
Oh.
Mm.
Right.
Okay.
You might be the one that needs to that volunteers if they need something from the store, get the ice or some more cups or trash bags, and while you out, get your snack on.
Okay. All right. I think I can use a few of those tips.
Well, thank you for calling in tonight. We appreciate you.
And happy Thanksgiving, Jason. Thank you so much.
You too.
All right. All right, sis. So let's keep it moving with our do's and don'ts. God bless Jason.
Yeah, Jason. Ooh. Wow.
All right. Let me see what I had next on my list, because we don't have that much time. So let's see. Here's a good one. Don't go digging for skeletons in other people's closets, because your own may be exposed. So that's basically that, what was that whole thing? Don't let the pot call the kettle black. Or help me out. Don't throw stones in glass houses. That's what I wanted to say.
Look, you're the one going for cliche queen, so go ahead on.
There's a little delay there, like, wait for it, it's coming. But, yeah, so basically don't try to call people out on stuff that you know about them. For example, maybe you saw on your god sister's page that, she had some drama going on in her relationship with Tyrone, or, you saw on somebody else's page that they just got laid off from their job. Don't just go calling people out on their stuff. You don't want to be called out on your own. So, and you know where I get this from? I have become a brand new fan of Scandal. Okay.
Woo-hoo!
For those of you that are not familiar. Yes, woohoo, right? You know, I don't really watch shows. I'm not really into TV. Normally, I can say I could do care less about a TV in the house. But I'm hooked to this show now. I've been, like, Netflixing all weekend, catching up on Scandal. And it's just funny how when you see how they play this game, and, I mean, like, it's not even just in politics, but you sit there and you try to call someone bluff or you try to call someone out on some stuff, and then there's, like, a whole trail of stuff about you that's out there that you never think will ever be exposed. So that would be the worst time to be at the family gathering around the Thanksgiving table, and you try to tease a cousin or someone about some of their stuff, and then all your dirt comes out. So you don't want to have that awkward situation in front of grandmama trying to explain what those pictures were about with you and those few folks on Facebook. You know what I mean? Send some compromising positions or so forth that may be on Facebook. So let's just not go there. Let's just be nice. I'm serious. You never know what could come out at dinner. And then you're sitting at the table and you have to face your parents or your grandparents or something like that. Could be really uncomfortable. So, or your kids. So let's just not do that.
That's
and I'm serious.
So
yeah,
speaking of calling folks out.
Don't call me.
Everybody in the family and where you're going, everyone's not a chef, okay? Everyone's not a culinary artiste. So? Do prepare a dish, if you're going to prepare a dish, on which you've received compliments from people who would not otherwise care about hurting your feelings. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So do not take the dish where somebody told you, a coworker said, girl, your best friend coworker said, girl, that was good or that was tasty. Mm-mm. Don't take that dish. Take the dish your child said, oh, mama, that was great. Because kids are brutally honest. They'll tell you if that was awful or not. So if cooking's not your thing, okay, be like me and bring the plastic cutlery and paper utensils.
Or bring the desserts.
And that's just it. The store-bought desserts will get you in trouble. Because I know you ain't bring that pound cake up in here from fill in the blank. You know, so-and-so is baking good. It's like, mm-mm. Yeah, I would caution you on the baked, on the store-bought baked goods. Yeah.
Okay, well, then you should have told me that a long time ago, because those that know me know that I'm not really one to say I'm in the kitchen, you know, slaving over a hot stove or anything like that. But I can bring something that's already made, or I can bake something easy like cookies or something like that. So just work within your own gift, I guess. You know what I'm saying?
Because people will talk about you. They will talk about what you brought and how it tasted and didn't taste. And so with that, not knowing about the folks cooking, do wash your hands and often, but not in the kitchen sink, okay?
Okay.
I know some people that's going to get on you if you wash your hands in their kitchen sink. It doesn't matter that they have that antibacterial hand soap up there. That's
Is
really,
that a Southern thing?
I don't know. Because I would
I've
say,
never
well,
heard
no,
of that before.
Because I've experienced it up north, too, but a lot of people up north have Southern roots, so... It's more said to be a sanitary thing because, you know, just the germs and all those things on your hands and you putting it in the kitchen sink where you wash dishes and prepare food. But, you do prepare food in the sink, too. So, yeah, I don't know, but I know plenty of people that you bet not wash your hands in that kitchen sink. You bet not do it.
All right. So what did you have? Was that on your list, or was that my list that we just?
That you started with your list, and I was talking about mine. But I'll go.
All right, go ahead.
I would say we go to get our grub on, okay? And you know, many of us want to look nice, but don't wear those tight pants so that a little snug in the tummy if you plan on getting your grub on. Don't do it. Now, Jason, if he had some nicer fitting pants, he could definitely wear those because it doesn't sound like he's going to bust out of them by what he eats. There. However, you don't want to do that because you don't want to be uncomfortable while eating and enjoying your food unless you really amongst family and you don't mind them buttoning your pants. Hey, that's on you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, some people may want to wear fitting or tight clothes because they're watching their food intake.
Yeah,
so
but usually if you do that, we're going to see your food intake.
we're going to see,
now you got a little pouch right there, huh? You look full?
That.
Can I rub that for good luck, Buddha? Like what?
You are silly. I promise you have issues. Jeez Louise. But you're right. Okay. But like I said, in a devil's advocate with it, I mean, some people may need to wear clothes that are fitting because then you don't overindulge in food at the table. And, you know, I'm always thinking from the whole healthy perspective. I can't help it, but I think it's a good thing. I think it's a good practice. I see where you're going with it, but I think it's a good practice to wear clothes that fit. You don't want to go to Thanksgiving dinner with a muumuu on.
My muumuu. I'm gonna wear me a muumuu to Thanksgiving dinner just for you, and take a picture
and put it on Facebook. Yes.
My Thanksgiving muumuu.
Let me see. What do I have next? I have. Now this is a big one. This one is do, forgive and forget. And it goes back to what I was talking about before when I was talking about embracing others' differences. But this was about being committed to mending broken relationships. And I personally can attest to this one. But I think this is one, again, that many of us can relate to. It's unfortunate that many of us have had some issues in our families with certain family members where there may be distance. Maybe you guys still see each other and you kind of go through the motions, but the relationship isn't quite what it used to be. I think what better time to really reconnect and to strengthen relationships and to mend broken relationships than during the holidays. You have the support of other friends and family members there. And this is one that I said be committed to it because it's not something that can kind of happen haphazardly or you just kind of go through the motions with it, but you have to be intentional about it. And also keep in mind that when you're committed to mending these relationships, that the other person that you want to mend this relationship with may not be as open to the process as you are. And so this comes down to the preparation piece where you have to be mentally prepared to be able to go to a family function and face individuals that you care for that may not necessarily care to talk to you because this can lead to additional hurt feelings. It can lead to just an uncomfortable situation, not really knowing what to say or what not to say around these people or this person. It may be an individual. And so I say be committed to it and only pray that the other person is also open to this process and committed to the process. But if not, just be prepared for that as well. So mend broken relationships. What are your thoughts?
I think that's good. I think the piece about forgiveness that we have to remember is that it's not about the other person, it's about us. So it doesn't matter whether the person forgives us or accepts our forgiveness or apology or any of that. That's totally on them. But it's about freeing us and holding that in only holds us captive. So I think that's really important and good stuff. A great time to do it is, you know, during this holiday season. But to your point of forgiveness, I definitely growing up, we probably experienced a lot of things. Even in our adult life, we may have experienced some hurts and embarrassment and ill treatment.
Right.
But from our elders. And even with that, still let the older folks go first when it comes to eating the meal and even offer to fix their drink and bring it to them. Don't pour it on them. Don't put no sugary pee in it. Don't do any of that. but just let the elder folks go first.
Definitely. I don't know how you got to the elder folks going first from me talking about forgiving and forgetting, but
because a lot of some people are harboring ill feelings towards the uncle that beat them, or the grandma that beat them, real talk. There's been some damaging and hurtful things that have happened in the hands of our loved ones, from molestation to rape to stealing money, stealing lovers, whatever. There's a lot of things that have happened in our families and a lot of room for forgiveness. And so that often happen at the hands of older people.
Right. That's true. All right. So we're getting a little deep there. You're listening to Momship Talk Radio with Stacey Emery and Juanita Warren, just the big bones in the house. And we're talking turkey talk. And we're talking about how to prepare for family gatherings, primarily around Thanksgiving, the upcoming holiday. So, sis, I know we only have a few minutes left, so I guess we have time to probably do about one more. If you have one more that you want to share, and then we'll go ahead and wrap it up.
Yes. I would say, other than don't make negative comments about foods when you don't know who cooked them, I would say do thank your host and or hostess. One, by definitely saying the words thank you, definitely thanking the person that invited you, but even thanking and assisting with the cleanup, not being the last person there and first person to leave, helping with the trash and clearing tables and doing dishes. To say thank you and to be thankful in your attitude and what you do there.
So it goes back to that gratitude piece, huh?
Absolutely. It is Thanksgiving.
Right. Definitely, I agree. I mean, at the end of the day, I know we're having fun with this conversation and we're talking about some funny stuff to do and not to do. But really, one thing to keep in mind is that when you're going around family members, despite what the issues have been, I said this before, despite what the challenges are, despite what you like, what you don't like, who you like, what's happened to you, at the end of the day, you're still family. And as much as we would like to trade in some of our family members, I know I would, there's certain people that you just don't really want to associate yourself with. And usually there's some good reason for that. It's not even necessarily that they may have done something directly to you. Maybe it's some things that they've done, you've witnessed that they've done to other people. Maybe it's a mindset that they have that you're not comfortable being around. You don't want to get infected by it. Whatever it may be, there may be people in your family that you feel are not supportive of your growth and development. Maybe you have an alternate lifestyle that you are not comfortable being yourself or expressing yourself around family members. Whatever it may be, we can go down a whole list of things, but at the end of the day, we're still family. And so we have to find a way to be able to make the best of the situation, but also to be able to grow from the situation. Even when you think about the elders, you talk about the respect for the elders and how sometimes we're hurt by those people that are closest to us. But there's also so much growth that can take place as you listen to older people. I know for me personally, I enjoy sitting around listening to my mother and my aunt speak about the past. And there has been some hurt that has come from that because I've heard some things that were not necessarily positive things. But then also, when I weigh the good with the bad and I look at the pros and the cons, there's been definitely more pros than cons in terms of things that I've learned about my mother, things that helped me to learn more about myself, by learning about where my family comes from and so forth. So there's so much that you can learn during the season. But again, it goes back to what we talked about, what MindShift is about. It's about being open to the process, being open to the experiences, and having an open heart and an open mind. And at the end of the day, it's like this quote that I once read that says, like branches on a tree, our lives may grow in different directions, but yet our roots remain as one. We're still one. So despite what it looks like on the outside or how, people may go in different directions, at the end of the day, we're still one solid group and one foundation. So that's it. We wish you guys a happy, healthy, productive week and Thanksgiving. This is Big Bones. I wish I could be with you for Thanksgiving.
Aw, not you, boo-boo.
But thank you to all of you that took the time to tune in. Special thank you again to Jason for calling in tonight.
Yeah.
And as always, we wish you guys another phenomenal and blessed week, and we hope that you'll join us next Monday, 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific, for another edition of Mindshift Talk Radio as we get started with our next small business segment. So you guys be blessed, and we'll talk to you soon. Good night.
Good night.
Mindshift Radio.